This is 7AD and 7BU, and it's time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. How are you, mate?
Oh, I'm going very well.
Spring's here, it's warming up, and you've been fixing stuff.
We have, yeah. The grass is growing, the birds are chirping. Yes, we have been busy. Last week, changing failed inverters from mainland solar companies. One was from a company that went broke, the other two were one that's still going. It's quite often seen on TV. But it's getting a typical experience. And it seems to be repeating itself more often than not. So all three of these systems around the 3 to 4 year old mark. They all came with 10-year warranties at the time of their purchase, and they also had a 10-year installation warranty from their suppliers. So that means it shouldn't have cost anything. So the first was a grey watt inverter. These are everywhere. Chinese. It had dropped its programming and forgotten it was an inverter. It was just turned into a box. Anyway, the client rang up to access his warranty, and 40 minutes later he gave up. It all got too hard.
Yeah.
So he called us and replaced the unit with a Fronius inverter made in Austria. Has a 5-year parts and labour warranty and has a 5-year parts only warranty. So that's a realistic warranty. And it's about twice the price of the inverter we replaced to buy. But it's quality.
Yep.
Fronius have an office in Australia. You ring their service line, you get straight through. General turnaround time on an inverter is 1 week if it plays up. And they pay us $200 to change out the failed inverter. And that's how it's meant to work.
Hmm.
Case two was a Samuel inverter, another Chinese inverter, supplied by a defunct company. They now appear to have stopped taking warranty calls. They used to answer the phone, used to send out replacement inverters, and used to pay $100 to change them out.
Hmm.
Then they stopped paying $100, and then there was a 6-month delay in sending out replacements, 6 months, and then they stopped sending out inverters of all inverters. So now we replace it with a Fronius, another one. Case three was the same inverter and company as case one. But the situation there was a client stuck to his guns on the phone. Eventually, the supplier he bought it from agreed to send someone out. But they were sent an invoice. They had to pay before that someone would come out and check their system.
Even though they've got supposedly a warranty.
Yeah. They had to pay a bill before anyone come out to see what was wrong with their system.
Yeah.
So that's not right. So once again, we got the call. Once again, another fine piece of Austrian-made inverter will be hanging on the wall as soon as it arrives.
Good.
So the point I'm trying to make here is, why do we buy solar, Darren?
To save money.
That's right. You know, many different reasons, but the primary one is to save money through energy generation and efficiency.
Yeah.
So the cheapest quote with the grandest warranty may not be the best outcome for energy generation and saving money.
Mm.
How much money did the client save while the inverter was kaput?
None.
None. How much time was lost in chasing up phantom warranties?
None.
Well, heaps.
I'm kidding. It's a joke there.
But how much energy generation income was lost in the client having to purchase a new inverter out of their own pocket? And this is the one I can answer. It was about 2 years' worth.
Yeah.
All right? So the system's been up for 3 years, and 2 years of the savings have been wiped out, bang, just like that. If it was a cheap system, they would have used cheap panels and cheap isolators. So how long will those items have left in them? We don't know.
Mm.
There's a reason why these things are cheap, and it's not through buying power. It's not through a magic solar fairy magically giving these blokes a special deal. It's purely a numbers game. They buy the cheapest stuff they can source, add in a bogus warranty schedule they have no intention of honouring, advertise the product as super-duper with cheap and cheerful pricing, watch the sales roll in. It's a winning formula. These sales companies know will work. Cheaper is sometimes dearer, and we call that a false economy.
Yeah, too true. You're better off buying the good stuff straight up.
Oh, exactly. So research your products.
Mm.
Have a quick look. Research your supplier. Stick local if you can. You know, local companies like DMS Energy have nowhere to hide. So local companies tend to offer better service and products. As in Tassie, you're only as good as your last job.
Mm.
You know, it's that simple.
Word gets around.
Yep. But really research the product. Get on Google, have a search.
Mm.
Yeah. So if you have any doubts, give us a call. We're happy to help.
So you got a spring special, I believe.
We do. We're spring and sprung special. We have a 3 kilowatt solar system fully installed using Xtec panels and a Fronius inverter for a small deposit and around $47 per week. Conditions apply on that, but we do quote every job, so you know exactly what you're in for.
Yep.
Or you can upgrade to our award-winning LG panels for a little bit more. And funnily enough, most people do, but even our entry-level system has been sourced and designed with longevity in mind.
All right. Now, if you don't know where the shop is, particularly for our 7BU listeners on this morning, DMS Energy is at Sprayton. Okay, so it's 56 Sheffield Road. So you just go towards Sheffield, but don't go too far as you'll drive past it.
No, exactly. That's right. So turn off at the bottle shop, head up the road about a kilometre, and we're on the right.
And it's a blue building. You can't miss it.
Exactly. Or even better still, call us on 1300 502 599, and we'll be happy to guide you there.
All right, 1300 502 599 is the number for DMS Energy. Good on you, mate.
Cheers, Darren.